When you get the phone call that someone's passed away or the whispers start in here, how do you go about confirming that? And then how do you go about dealing with that sorrow from the inside?
So family members usually ring up Annie Lynn. Emails and that there, or phone calls from family members. And it's pretty hard, I guess. This is the first time I've been locked up and it's someone so close. And, I just lost my dad at the start of the year. And a couple of weeks ago, lost one of the sister girls.
Were you inside when you lost Dad?
Yeah.
How did you get to go to the funeral?
Yeah, so it was a bit funny because I was living in the unit with my older sister, and my other sister was out in the other unit, and our cousin just passed away, Roro, and we had that news, and then my dad was well, and then he went to the funeral, and then not even a couple of weeks later, yeah.
And how do you get organised to get outside to go to the funerals? Do you have to have a really good, what am I trying to say, do you have to have a good-looking record to be able to get out to a funeral?
Not necessarily. With the help from Annie Lynn, she does her bit, and then the family asks, so Annie Lynn sends off to the family, put in for it. So everyone can put in for it, but it's not saying that we're going to get accepted from it to go to it. And it's not about behaviour, or sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but...
Are you cuffed?
Yeah.
You try. How you hide? Do you hide them cuffs? Do you try to hide it from your family when you're at the funeral?
At my father's funeral.
Mm.
Nah. It was hard because I couldn't cuddle all my family since I'm the sixth youngest from a big family from 13, 14 kids. So it was pretty hard to be there for my
You're right, sis. We know for listeners who don't get to go and who don't mix in our circles, but when we go to funerals, it's too often we have a couple of trucks turn up. There's dogs with those trucks making sure our people don't run when they're coming from the inside for funerals, and it's pretty hard for us to watch to see our brothers and sisters at our funerals. And like you just said, Colleen, we've got to do all the hugging. They can't hug us. Hugging's a two-way thing, as you all know, not a one-way thing. And very unpleasant when you've got a man standing on either side of you and a dog right behind you.
Yeah.